This is Robert Carey, and from all of us at America's number one travel radio show, we hope you're enjoying the weekend. Today's broadcast is an encore presentation. We'll all be back with you live starting next Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
Live around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins.
With the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Here we go with hour two. Mary and I welcome all of you back to America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, February 15th, 2025, and we are headed to Asheville, North Carolina for a report on that community.
Yeah, and President Trump was just there a few weeks ago. That area of our country really was devastated by Hurricane Helene last September, and I think the national media too often moves on from important news stories and happenings, so we wanted to take some time today to check in on the progress and the rebuilding, since it's really a popular travel destination for so many. So to get a firsthand report, we reached out to the CVB Explore Asheville, and Mickey Pondle joins us now via the show hotline.
Mickey, thanks for giving us some of your time today to cover this important story.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate having you here today. So, you know, Mary and I, we are certainly sensitive to natural disasters and major happenings. And when it's a good time, you know, for travel to return to an area that's been impacted, we were scheduled actually to be in Lahaina for this show 6 weeks after the fires back in 2023. And we certainly shifted the focus for that Let's Go America tour broadcast. The tone was a lot more subdued and focused on ways our listeners could help Maui. And we certainly did. And we were intent on telling the real story that the national media just wasn't. So most people that we encountered, they were grateful to see us and hope that travelers would return. It's always a delicate balance, Mickey, you know, but often people's livelihoods are so dependent on travelers coming back because many people work in hospitality and travel and tourism is such a major economic engine. So in a nutshell, should our show fans tuned in today around the country feel comfortable planning a visit to Asheville in the months ahead? Will they be welcomed?
Yes. They will absolutely be welcomed, probably, as you said, more so than even before, because especially in Asheville, which is such a travel and hospitality town, there are so many independent restaurants and art galleries and boutique hotels that absolutely depend on the visitor economy. And in the immediate aftermath of the storm, it is true that we were asking people not to come because they might be a strain on the infrastructure or the resources. But that time has passed. You know, it's something that the locals are still living with in terms of our memories and knowing people that were affected and stuff like that. But in terms of the nuts and bolts, infrastructure, power, water, we are long past the days where emergency workers and FEMA and water trucks are driving around. You know, Asheville is still stunning and still standing, and we're absolutely welcoming folks to come back.
And I know, Mickey, that's, first of all, thank you for that. That's really good news and good to hear that South Asheville and, of course, Asheville Regional Airport are both open. So, you know, your answer, I was going to ask you about the infrastructure, but basically you're saying that roads and access and all of that is completely open and okay right now.
Yes, we still are encouraging everybody to plan ahead as you would for any trip, and to look and see what specific places and trails and things like that you are trying to go to. At our website, exploreasheville.com, we do have a pretty comprehensive database of businesses and what's open and what's not. But the reality is that 95% of things are open. It turns out that the long-lasting damage from the hurricane was extremely localized. So there are certain neighborhoods like the River Arts District and Biltmore Village that were hit pretty hard.
Well, I want to talk to you about that a little bit, all right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I want to get an idea as well, you know, beyond just Asheville. I mean, some of the neighboring areas, you know, Weaverville, right? Black Mountain, maybe some other areas that you feel are going to have a little longer road back. Because what you just mentioned, we have heard that the River Art District and some other areas are struggling to rebuild.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the Asheville area is made up of little towns and neighborhoods And it really depends. You know, I live downtown, which is kind of the heart of the city where a lot of our James Beard restaurants are and award-winning hotels are. We were basically untouched by the storm, a couple of down trees, but the River Arts District, Biltmore Village, parts of Black Mountain, which is a small town just east of Asheville and a very popular destination because it has a cute little downtown and a thriving culinary scene. Those places were hit hard. And that's not to say that those places are entirely off limits. You know, there's an amazing Cuban place, Guajiro, that they had just opened their brick and mortar restaurant in the River Arts District when it was swept away by the flooding. They've already reopened as a food truck in front of High Wire Brewing in Biltmore Village.
I love that.
And there are several other.
Talk about resilience. Yeah. Yes. We're on the same page on that. Wow, goodness. That's great.
You know, so you mentioned the James Beard Foundation. We did see you have a lot of chefs coming to Asheville soon for a big summit. I think anytime people can spend important travel dollars to positively impact an area is a good thing. We know there's a huge restaurant scene there in Asheville. So that event is coming soon this spring, right?
It is, yeah. We are hosting a James Beard Foundation Summit in the spring, which is a really cool thing that the James Beard Foundation does. I think most people know them for their annual awards, and Asheville has a long history of nominations and winners. It was an amazing thing to hear last month in the aftermath of the storm that we got 4 2025 nominations, which was a real morale boost for our culinary community, which has been so resilient in the face of this storm. But the summit is really cool because they really take it as a chance to dive deeper into issues around the food system and how climate change is affecting growers and chefs. And that's what we're all about here in Asheville. We are Foodtopia. We are ecosystem.
You're feeding people well there.
Yes,
no
that's
question.
For sure.
So, Mickey, really quick with you, we've got a little less than a minute on this. You know, here we are in the middle of February. Yeah. Spring travel is going to be occurring soon. You've got summer travel right behind that. You're a very popular area, as we talked about. The whole Blue Ridge Mountains are. So for folks that are listening, what do you recommend for anyone who wants to plan a visit for this year?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to spring. Spring is the time when the wildflowers bloom in Asheville. It's one of the most biodiverse regions on the planet, a temperate rainforest. We've got over 1,000 species of plants and flowers, some of which only grow on a narrow band of a single mountain. And most of the Blue Ridge Parkway, which runs partly through Asheville, is open, so we are encouraging people to get outdoors and go hiking.
Well, what we like to hear is that the welcome mat is there, and we hope many of the listeners come and support the area for sure. So, Mickey, thank you very much for the check-in today. Folks, I want you to know you can stay connected with the area yourself at exploreasheville.com, exploreasheville.com. Have a great rest of the weekend, okay?
Thank you all so much.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mickey. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there was an encouraging report, Mary, and good to hear. And important to stay on this and people remember what happened there. So go spend your travel dollars, folks. Right now, we need to pause for a quick timeout while Bobby plays some sponsor messages for us. When we return in 3 minutes, it's time for the personal connection. All right. We're going to talk a little bit of love. Stay with us, everyone.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
The April 15th tax deadline is coming fast. Do you have unfiled tax returns? Can't pay the IRS? Well, the IRS is more aggressive than ever, and the longer you wait, the worse it gets. Get ahead of this with the experts at Tax Network USA. In fact, Tax Network USA has a preferred direct line to the IRS, so they know which agents to deal with and which to avoid. But you need to move fast with April 15th coming. This is a free service, and it's 100% confidential. Visit tnusa.com/carry or call 800-958-1000 or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Escape the madness that is March and get yourself some everyday earbuds by Raycon at buyraycon.com/carry. With active noise cancellation that drowns out the most maddening sounds, their everyday earbuds are your quieting sidekick for the gym, for work, and really for everywhere in between. The latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery and multi-point connectivity. And at just half the price of other premium brands, you're going to save some money. So go to buyraycon.com/carry, get 20% off the best-selling everyday earbuds, or visit rmworldtravel.com and just take a look under sponsors.
We all need routine that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
If your spine needs extra TLC or you have sleep issues, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. And the best part, Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free, and they ship right to your door. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress that's just right for you. Go to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide for their big March Madness sale with free shipping in the U.S. helixsleep.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com. Under sponsors. This is Mary Carey. Robert and I and our team hope you're enjoying the weekend. Today's broadcast is an encore presentation.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Mixing it up is what we like to do here on the program that talks everything and anything in the world of travel. And from Asheville, that you just heard us talking about, to the Love Pilots is the jump we're about to make. Today's personal connection, everyone, is sponsored by Seabourn.
And the special discounts end this Tuesday, so make your reservation this weekend to lock them in and come travel with Robert and me this August in Alaska aboard the Seabourn Quest. Space is limited, but you can still make your 2025 travels as unique as ever with a trip of a lifetime in our 49th state. I promise you it's going to bring us a lot of fun and a lot of adventure this year, but you must book before February 18th to lock in Seabourn's best deal of the year. It's going to save you an extra 15% off, deliver up to a $1,000 shipboard credit, and you're going to get a reduced deposit.
And we want all of you to save some money on this trip. We actually want all of you to come travel with us, but saving some money is a good thing. Choose either the 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option if you can't go for the 2 weeks. That's going to leave from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th. You can get all the information to book your travels on our show website, rmworldtravel.com. We'll also broadcast the show live from the ship as part of our big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise. You can participate in that. Go click on the link to the top of our homepage. It says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise, and then come travel in Alaska this August with Mary and me.
All right, our next two guests here on the program today met in the 1980s at the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado and eventually ended up getting married. Over the years, they've raised two children. They both now fly for Southwest Airlines. I'm going to leave it there for the intro as we're headed back to the show hotline as Joel and Shelley Atkinson join us for today's Personal Connection segment.
Well, it is great having both of the Love Pilots on the program with us today. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Joel and Shelley.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. So, Joel, I'm going to start off this way by going back, in time to your time at the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado, where this program, by the way, is heard on AM 1240, FM 92.5, and FM 105.5 KRDO radio. And, that's where you and Shelley met for the first time in the late 80s. So I want to know, what inspired you to enter the Academy, Joel? Did you always want to fly?
A big part of it was my older half-brother went to the Academy in the 70s, class of 77. So I was always aware that, he went there and was in the Air Force. And so the idea was kind of out there. He wasn't able to fly, actually. So when, parents and people mentioned it and suggested, and I think even my brother said, well, if you go there, you could be a pilot. That's what kind of the whole idea of the Air Force. And they don't train just pilots, but so the idea was there from a pretty young age, and so that was a big part of it, to go there and have a chance to fly.
So you both met at the Air Force Academy, and obviously I'm sure it took some time before you started dating and all of that, but fast forward to today, you raised your family, you have two children, and Shelley, like many women, you took time off while Joel entered the commercial flying sector as a pilot. I'd love to hear when you realized, maybe I want to start flying commercially as well. When did that start for you?
Well, Whenever I left the Air Force and decided to stay home and we wanted to raise a family, I really never thought the opportunity would be there to go back to it. I was pretty singularly focused on raising kids and being a mom and staying home with them. So I never really thought about it through the years. But then our twins just turned 21, but they turned when they turned 18 and they were going off to college, I had been thinking about over the previous years leading up to that, that I wanted to maybe think about another job, but I never thought about flying. And I just said to Joel, I said, I need to do something. And he goes, well, airlines are hiring like crazy. Why don't you come back to flying? Come fly with me. And I was like, how is that going to work? So try to make a long story short. We saw a Facebook post popped up on the Southwest Culture page of another couple. And she basically had the same history as me, went to the Air Force Academy, took a break, went back to flying at Southwest with her husband. So we're like, okay.
Well, listen, we love to hear the story. Because if you think about it,
every couple would do that.
No, not at all. No. I mean, but in many ways, you're the perfect flight combination, with Joel, a commercial pilot for decades now, and Shelley, you know, with the Air Force flight experience that you had, like Joel, but you also have what I would say is this fresh outlook, new skills on piloting today. So I am curious. I'll ask both of you this question. You can go maybe Shelley first, then Joel. But as Captain Joel and then First Officer Shelley, share what it's like for the both of you flying together. Shelley?
I mean, it's awesome. When I first came back to flying, and I had to go to SkyWest for a little bit and get some recency, and it all happened really fast. It just boom, boom, got to Southwest in like 6 months, or a little over 6 months from starting the process to get back into it. And we hoped we could fly together. And then it's just been, we've been able to schedule all our flights together. And yeah, being up there together is just easy, because we do everything by the book, of course, so that always makes things easy between pilots, whether you're married or not. And then, you know, we have lots to talk about, or we can sit and not talk. And it's just, it's not uncomfortable, because sometimes when you're flying with somebody else, it's like, do I need to make conversation? Should I say something? What should I ask them about? But we know everything.
Joel, what do you say to that?
Well, it's just been really fun. It's been amazing. One thing, you know, we don't have a perfect marriage by any means. I mean, some people are like, oh, don't you get sick of each other flying all the time? But, you know, we're kind of making up for lost time here. Spent a lot of years where, you know, I was on the road and whatnot. But I think one thing that makes it work is we have different roles, whether it's at home or, you know, Shelley's in charge of certain things at home. And, you know, she's, from her Air Force experience and being an athlete, I mean, I would say she's a natural leader, but I think she's also a natural follower in terms of, you know, when she got to Southwest and we started flying together right away, I mean, she lets me be the boss and kind of be in charge. And I was, you know, helping her a lot along the way, but she's very teachable, you know, but at the same time, she's smart and intelligent and, you know, certain ways that, you know, there's maybe things that I had forgotten. You know, she just went through training, so she had a fresh, like you said, Mary, a fresh perspective on things, and maybe brought a new pilot's attitude.
Yeah, I can see that. It makes a lot of sense.
She asks really good questions, you know, and it makes me think, and then we look things up together if we have a question about procedure or something.
So I have a question on making up for lost time that you just indicated, Joel. First of all, I love this, and you two sound like a terrific team. I'd fly with you both any day. I hope I get the opportunity at some point. So are you able to enjoy your layovers? If you're always flying together, you're on the layovers together. Are you enjoying travel together as a couple? Joel, and then Shelley?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And one of the really cool parts of the job is that no matter what happened during the day, maybe we had a challenging day or not, when we get to where we're going, it's date night, you know? So whatever city we're in, we kind of have a routine. We maybe try to get a workout or a walk in at the hotel, and we usually fly AM trips. So we're usually done like early mid afternoon. Wow. We get to the hotel and then we figure out where to go to dinner, and usually Shelley's kind of in charge of that. She'll be looking online to see where to go. Or if it's a city, you know, one of our, like maybe San Diego, I've been there a lot through the years.
That's a great
maybe
show.
I have a favorite restaurant that we'll go to.
Well, first thing,
so, yeah, that's really fun.
I'm going to say, Joel, number one, I love the fact, Mary and I, when we travel all the time, obviously, we always take the first flight of the day. Our sons, I can't say they were always excited leaving the house at 3:30 in the morning for those flights, but it always goes, generally speaking, so we get to where we need to go on time. But I am curious, you know, tell us a little bit about your first flight together there on Southwest, and just maybe some of the things that you really enjoy about being a pilot. You've got about a minute left. Shelley?
First flight together, I mean, it was amazing. It got scheduled. It was basically my second flight in the airplane. My first flight was with a Czech airman, got checked out, and then he got himself. Joel was able to trade into my trip, and so I flew my second trip of like 2 or 3 days with him, and it was amazing. We had a flight attendant that she was making a big deal about it and took our picture. And, you know, I think she posted it on the SWAT culture page, the same page that we saw the other couple on. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it was awesome. I mean, it was surreal, really. I mean, I was like, wow, we're up here doing this together. Like, I'm in his world now. And, mm-hmm. you know, it just, yeah.
Well, I love that. Yeah, and really cool. Quick, Joel, favorite thing about being a pilot?
Favorite thing, I love leaving a gloomy, snowy or rainy day and climbing through the clouds. And then you know, when you get clear on top and the sun is out, it's beautiful up there.
It is.
Just seeing the sights, like kind of sightseeing when things are not too busy, you're able to look out and see the mountains or just wherever
just
you are.
Just really look out there.
It's pretty cool.
Well, Joel and Shelley, listen, congratulations to the both of you. Great speaking with both of you today, and Mary and I have enjoyed spending some time with you. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thanks
a lot.
To you both.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Take care, you guys. Thank you.
All right, well, there go Joel and Shelley, the Love Pilots, folks. And why am I calling them that? Well, their Instagram page is Love Pilots, aptly named, certainly, LUV for Southwest. LUV Pilots, go check them out and follow their flight adventures. Next, it is The Right Stuff as Rudy rejoins the show for the first time this hour. He's also going to riff. Mary and I are going to answer emails towards the end of the hour. We still have three more segments to go on this February 15th broadcast.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's some exciting news that you don't want to miss. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, is giving away $500 in cash to one lucky winner. And here's the best part. Everyone who enters is going to get a free one-year AMAC membership, which means access to exclusive travel discounts, including hotels and restaurants, benefits, and the kind of advocacy that you won't find anywhere else. So go to amac.us/carry and enter the sweepstakes. Totally free to enter, and the deadline is March 31st. amac.us/carry or visit armworldtravel.com under sponsors.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
Hello, everyone. While Mary and I are traveling today, what follows is an encore presentation. We're looking forward to being back with you next week.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This segment of the show is sponsored by amac.us/carry. Here's a different type of Valentine's gift that shows love. Join us and connect with a big voice that represents the values we hold near and dear as Americans. AMAC, which stands for the Association of Mature American Citizens. It was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. With more than 2 million members, their mission is simple but powerful. Protect the interests of all freedom-loving Americans. Safeguard Social Security and Medicare and advocate for common sense policies. When you join, you'll access incredible member benefits, including the award-winning AMAC magazine, America's number one conservative magazine. You'll also get exclusive discounts that are huge on travel, insurance, restaurants, and an array of everyday services, plus a strong voice in fighting in Washington for you. AMAC.us/carry is here to make a difference in your life and our nation. There are many reasons to join, but joining isn't just about benefits, regardless of your age. It's also about belonging to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office as our 47th president, AMAC.us/carry is offering a great deal. Their five-year membership is 47% off. Normally $60. As a show fan, you get it for only $32. So visit AMAC.us/carry today to take advantage of this special offer and become a part of the movement that stands for you, your family, and your future. There's also a link at armworldtravel.com under sponsors. All right, try to imagine this. 718 flights on Concorde, back when that supersonic jet was flying for Air France and British Airlines. Or how does spending 31,000 hours on commercial flights sound? My next guest can not only boast or complain, I don't know which, of both of those statistics. He's recognized by the Guinness Book of Records as the world's most traveled man, and now he's written his own book called Sonic Boom. So it's a pleasure to welcome our guest in our Right Stuff segment, author Fred Finn. Fred, do we catch you at an airport today?
No, actually, it's I've just got back, and it's Friday night, and I'm just getting in to start to drink a nice bottle of red wine.
Well, let's begin with 718.
I'm relaxing.
Let's begin with 700.
I'm away next week to Amsterdam, Rotterdam, and Berlin. Then I come back to the States. I've got to go to New York, Atlanta, and Alabama.
All right. Fred, why all this flying?
Well, originally, I had a daytime job, and I was a vice president of a company called Hasbro. And they had a program that they wanted to license their products to be manufactured in third world or developing nations that didn't have the money to buy the finished product. So that was my job. And it took me around, because in the late 60s, early 70s, licensing of products was almost unknown. Now you pick up a pack of medicine and it's licensed by someone, or a car is licensed by someone. But when I started, I had to go through ministers of transport, ministers of this, ministers of that, to get it even approved to do so in the country that I was doing. So it took about 3 years to put a contract together. But in the end, we were successful. And I didn't overstay my welcome. I did as much as I could do. I stayed on as a consultant. But by then, Concorde had started to fly. And people were wondering, who's this guy who doesn't own an airline? He's not a rock star. He's not a film star. And he doesn't own AT&T. They were quite, who is this guy? And so I then began getting quite a lot of notice,
Let me stop you right there. 718 flights on Concorde. I flew four times, and it was really expensive. Who was paying for those flights? Your business?
Well, all my flights were either paid for by people that I worked with, or I could justify it by the time it saved. I could go from New York in the morning, because I lived in New Jersey then. I go from New York in the morning, land in London at 6 o'clock local time, and be on a flight to Nairobi the same day. Otherwise, I'd have had to come out of the airport in London or wherever it was in Europe, go to a hotel for 24 hours and all the nonsense that is, and checking in, checking out, limousines, and then going for all the security checks in next night. So I guess my chairman wasn't really being kind to me, but no, he wanted me on the job, as it were. So that's why he sprung for Concorde, because I could get where I was going in the same day, in the same 24 hours.
You also happen to love flying, and you developed a taste for flying as a kid in England. Am I correct?
Yeah. I think I was injected with aviation fuel because I was born in World War II underneath fire shooting down Messerschmitts, and I made my first flight in 1953 in the Tiger Moth, which was a two-wing biplane, and I badgered people to take me out for a flight, and then they turned me upside down, and I realized, I was only held in by some cloth on my shoulders because it was an open cockpit. And in 1958, I made my first Atlantic crossing, took 19 hours and four stops, London, Creswick, Keflavik, Bangalore, and Idlewild. And on the reverse of that, I did under 3 hours with Concorde once. So, yes, I've had a long life, but I love every minute of it. I can't tell you the thrill I get from traveling. And I'm 85 years old in 3 months' time.
Well, I know you met a lot of famous people, and you include that book, but we only have 40 seconds left, Fred. Why, at the beginning of this interview, you talked about all these cities you have to go to in the next, I don't know, 3 or 4 days. Are you still working for a company that's sending you on all these trips?
No, I'm launching my book. So I've been invited to do various launches everywhere.
I see. And do you still love flying as much as you did when you were 20 years old?
Yes, I do, but I don't do quite as much as it. I had a heart attack on a flight coming back from Barbados a year ago, so I had to slow down a bit, you know, but I just love it. I'm passionate about it, and the work that I do, you know, I talk to hotel groups about inspiration and customer service and so forth. It's a full-time job. When I used to have a full-time job, I was working 12 hours a day. Now I'm working 17.
Well, Fred Finn is the author of a new book. It's called Sonic Boom. Thanks, Fred, for joining us. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Robert here. This week you hear us on the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise with show partner Seabourn. Well, how would you like to travel with Mary and me and experience a Seabourn cruise for yourself? You can do that right now if you go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com, and click on the link that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. This August, we're going to be cruising on the Seabourn Quest in Alaska. You can book with us to enjoy a full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th that'll bring us back to Vancouver, Canada. Space is limited. Right now, you can get all the information again on our show website, rmworldtravel.com. When you book, you're going to receive a complimentary two-category veranda suite upgrade, plus save $2,000 on a penthouse or premium suite, or $1,000 on all veranda suites, which are oceanfront. rmworldtravel.com, click on Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise, and secure your spot with us for what's going to be a trip of a lifetime and so much fun. Book this today, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Today's national broadcast of America's number one travel radio show is an encore presentation. Connect with us anytime on our show website at rmworldtravel.com.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
This segment of the show is sponsored by Tax Network USA. You know, too often the privileged get tax pardons while hardworking Americans do not. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled returns, don't wait for the IRS letter to act. Waiting to get caught makes you look like a tax evader, and it won't end well. Getting ahead of this is a smart move, but never, never contact the IRS alone. Turn it over to Tax Network USA. Why? Well, because not all tax resolution companies are the same, and these folks have a strong relationship with the IRS. They've got a preferred direct line to the agency. Why is that important to you? Because they know which agents to deal with and, more importantly, which to avoid. And their genius strategies are designed to quickly settle your tax problems in your favor, whether you owe $10,000 or $10 million. Their attorneys and negotiators have resolved more than $1 billion in tax debt, so you can trust Tax Network USA to get the job done for you. Call and talk with one of their strategists today for free, and stop looking over your shoulder and put your IRS troubles behind you. Just call 800-958-1000. That's 800-958-1000. or go to tnusa.com/carry. There's also a direct link at rmworldtravel.com if you look under sponsors. Well, we have a little segment here for a little Rudy riff, and I want to riff about, well, let me tell you what it's about. Let me start this way. The recent spate of air disasters, led, of course, by that horrible collision of an American Airlines commuter flight and a military helicopter near Reagan Airport in D.C. 2.5 weeks ago, it resulted in what comes up after rare instances of such tragedies, a fear of flying. Folks totally afraid of flying justify their fears, and even frequent flyers start posting fears on social media in the wake of air tragedies. I understand. Flying is a risk. But you know what else is? Crossing a street. About 7,300 American pedestrians were killed in the U.S. last year. Driving a car, more than 8,000 deaths in the U.S. Hundreds of Americans died last year in an accident involving a ladder. Taking a bath or shower, one American dies every day from a slip or fall in the bathroom. Now, I recite these statistics because very few of us worry about dying before getting behind the wheel of our car or stepping into a shower. Which brings me to what I really want to riff on today, which is risk and our perceptions of risk. Risk avoidance is not governed by reason or wisdom. If it was, we'd be worried about entering our own bathroom or climbing a ladder. Nassim Nicholas Taleb teaches risk management at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. And he points out our sense of risk comes from our emotional system that distorts our decision making. After 9/11, more Americans began driving that would otherwise fly to distant destinations, which led to a visible rise in auto fatalities. Anytime you drive more than 20 miles, your risk of death exceeds that of flying. But car deaths are mostly numbers if we don't know who perished in any particular car crash. But photos of aircraft wreckage sear our emotions, at least for the short term. He notes that having an acquaintance dying in a motorcycle accident is more likely to dissuade you from ever buying a motorcycle. But an objective, fact-based analysis of motorcycles' deaths, it's abstract. Those numbers don't necessarily trigger our emotions. Taleb argues that travelers at airports historically and irrationally purchase one-time insurance policies that pay out should you be a victim of terrorism on that one flight, even though most general year-round policies have terrorism coverage. And in this era of 24/7 news and video, thanks to so many people carrying smartphones with cameras, it's easy to play on our emotional responses and not our rational ones. So what should you do if you're afraid of flying? Well, some airlines offer fear of flying courses, but they're mainly UK-based. British Airways, Virgin Atlantic Airlines and EasyJet. An online course at fearless-flying.com promises to put you at ease in 3 hours by tackling, and here I quote, both the rational and irrational parts of your brain, unquote. And it's that irrational part of your brain that kicks in when a tragedy happens. Almost everyone knows that flying is safer than driving, but we think we're in control when we're driving. I got a friend who's a licensed pilot and spent years flying small planes around the country, but he won't step on a commercial flight because he has no control over the plane. He worries the pilot might have had a fight with his wife that morning and will aim the plane at a mountain to end his misery, even though such incidents are rare. But he doesn't mind driving through pouring rain with low visibility on a highway because he tells me he's in control, which he is, until someone distracted by a phone call or a crying child in the back seat causes someone to swerve in front of my friend, or until he hits a patch of black ice and spins out of control. Look, none of this is to ignore obvious weak spots in our national airline system. The skies are crowded. More seriously, only 70% of our air control facilities are fully staffed. Ignoring the wacky assertion that diversity requirements and hiring has harmed our national air control system, it takes a long time to train a qualified air controller. And we're behind in doing that. Then there's our outdated air control program. The FAA has been updating air systems under a program called NextJet, but it's not due to be completed until, get this, 2030. It bears repeating that the U.S. has very, very few airline fatalities, and not just compared to the rest of the world, just as a matter of fact. So keep this in mind. We are the largest aviation market in the world. More than 1 billion passengers fly every year in the U.S. safely. So if you fear flying, I appeal to your logic, not your emotion. Lots of travel talk coming up. Stick around. I'm Rudy Maxa. We've got a couple more segments for you. And delighted to have you here today. Don't touch that dial.
Join the travel trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. While Mary and I are traveling today, what follows is an encore presentation. We're looking forward to being back with you next week.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, everyone. Before we land this thing today, Mary and I welcome all of you back to the New York City area with us. It's been 8 weeks since we last did a listener email segment, and there have been a number of emails that have been sent in to us. Thank you for that, by the way. So for today's J-Block, we're going to get to some of them right now. We're sponsored by MyPillow.com/Carrie.
If saving money helps you unlock your wallet, we want to alert you that the first ever mega sale is happening right now at MyPillow.com/Carrie. So how about snuggling in cozy flannel sheets that are as low as $44.98, or maybe enjoying a morning shower like you'd experience at a luxury hotel with the MyTowel six-piece sets? They're just $29.98, and all MyPillow clothing is on sale for up to 80% off.
I suggest you start your day off right or upgrade life at the office, okay, with the delicious 100% Arabica and organic My Coffee. It comes in whole bean, ground, or pods. It's 50% off. When was the last time you got 50% off your daily coffee? Go to MyPillow.com/Carrie for all of our show savings. Use that code Carrie, C-A-R-E-Y, or find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. All right, the first email we're going to answer today is from Jim. He listens to us in the Charlotte area. That's our local affiliates, AM 1010 and FM 107.3, WSPC Radio. He writes, I'm interested in going cage diving with great white sharks. Any suggestions on the best place to make this happen and what it might cost? Well, Jim, we'd love your adventurous side. The fact that you're asking this question, we're going to assume that you've never done it before. Folks we've talked to who have done this in the past, they say that the top thing you need to make sure is you have good visibility in the water. You need that to get a good view of the great white sharks. That makes sense. So wherever you decide, you know, keep that in mind, all right? A popular location to consider is off the coast of Baja California in Mexico. And with the exchange rate of the peso and the dollar right now, well, your money's going to go a lot further there. You know, I remember when Mary and I were in Australia, this was a popular thing to do. People were talking about it there. It's clearly a lot further to travel than the west coast of Mexico. But check out Neptune Islands.
I remember that. And so, Jim, I don't know about this one, but it's another option for you. You're not going to find great white sharks in this place I'm going to mention, but you will find tiger sharks in the Bahamas, and you can go cage diving with them there. So that's just another thing to consider. And because of all the safety that's required, as you'd expect, we've definitely seen a range of pricing depending on where you go, but the floor price does seem to start at around $1,000.
All right, so there we go for that. Email number two today is from Jonathan, who listens to us in the Chicago area on TuneIn. His question is, I'm traveling with a group of 75 people in June to Austria. We'll be flying from Chicago to Calgary and then on to Munich with a nearly five-hour layover in Calgary. Any suggestions for things to do in the secure area of that airport besides sitting at the gate and watching people and planes land and take off? I'd also like to know what onboard amenities to expect by Air Canada on long-haul flights. And while in Austria, we'll be visiting Salzburg and Vienna, so any tips for those cities would be great. Mary, listen, Jonathan, he came ready with multiple questions.
This is a good trip.
Come on, right? Jonathan, you know, the Calgary airport's very close to downtown. I remember when we flew in there, we were at the Fairmont Palliser Hotel in no time at all. And Calgary, it's got a terrific downtown area to walk. So that's some suggestions.
It does. And you're visiting some cities, Jonathan, that Robert and I have very much enjoyed ourselves. But for Calgary International, if you don't have access to the loyalty lounges, there is a Marriott attached to the airport. Maybe you want to consider booking a spa treatment over there. Every airport has all their shops, of course, and restaurants to keep travelers busy. 5 hours sounds like a long time, but I think it's probably going to go by quickly, especially if you encounter any type of delay out of Chicago. As far as Salzburg and Vienna, you're going to love Austria. So for Vienna, definitely enter a coffee house or a cafe. The Viennese coffee is strong. They're famous for this. There's cafes everywhere. Get some pastries. I would also recommend Kärntnerstrasse. That's the main shopping street. But I also like Graben. Robert, we loved Graben, where all the beautiful Viennese homes are. You stroll down that street, you'll end up at Hofburg Palace, which is the famous 13th century palace. Salzburg, of course, is very musical. It is the site of Mozart's birth home. I would recommend seeing a concert, but not a fancy concert at one of the palaces. There are chamber concerts everywhere in Salzburg, and you can kind of happen upon them and get very inexpensive tickets. I also do recommend that you visit Mirabel Palace and Garden, though, because that's a beautiful site.
Just two great cities for sure. You're going to have a great time there. As far as what onboard amenities you're going to get flying Air Canada, Jonathan, it's not an airline that Mary and I fly, so we can't give you firsthand comments, but what you get or don't get will depend on the class of service you fly. I'd say 75 people in a group, you're probably all flying coach. So other than your seat, I wouldn't expect much. And, you know, I know that doesn't sound great, but with air travel today being so transactional, if you expect little to nothing, anything you're going to get will seem like a bonus. All right. Have a good time, by the way. Our third email is from Jonas, who listens to us in Mill Point, New York. That's our local affiliate, AM 1490 WCSS Radio, just northwest of Albany. His question is, we love to cruise, but find the travel insurance surcharge to be too high. I've heard you talk about Travel Guard and used your website link to check them out. Their prices were better than what Norwegian quoted us, which made me happy, but I also noticed they offer an annual plan that cost even less money. I travel a lot as an independent sales rep and like the idea of this annual plan. Do you recommend we get it to cover us for our cruise and other traveling? Jonas, you know, we've had on Travel Guard COO Robert Gallagher on the show with us a number of times. We do get this question from time to time, and we've brought it up with him off air. Actually, I think, Mary, we've brought it up with him on air as well, now that I think about it. His position has always been that it's good and provides basic coverage, but when you compare it to their other plans, it doesn't always match up, so you're really going to want to go and compare them, okay? We think having the annual plan is the absolute minimum you should have, but I do urge you to compare, you know, what the options are from their most basic, which is the essential plan, all the way up to the other ones that they offer.
Yeah, Jonas, I'll give you a few examples to take a look at. So for trip interruption coverage with the essential plan, you get up to 100% of coverage of the trip costs. With the annual plan, you get the 100% coverage, but only up to $2,500. So, but for medical expenses with the essential plan, and again, that's their lowest plan, you get up to $15,000 for the trip and additional dental coverage with the annual plan. That's going to provide up to $50,000 in coverage. So again, as Robert said, I'd go through the specifics, make the decision that's best for you. I would call them with the 800 number on the website. You can go to travelguard.com/carry, talk to somebody, and go through all the items that you need line by line, and that'll help you make a great decision.
All right, we're going to leave it there for today, and we thank Jim, Jonathan, and Jonas. Next week's show is going to be an encore presentation as Mary and I travel in the Caribbean, so I'm going to just wrap by saying special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Mary and me, Rudy and RJ. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors, and thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.